Hi there, everyone. It's Judy. I just received a question from one of our partners, and she just said, I need a few words of encouragement today while standing. I'm having difficulties not thinking about my husband being intimate with the other woman. How did you get past these thoughts? Well, I just need to tell you that if you're in that place, we do have some control over where we let our mind go. And what we really need to do is, or what I found worked for me was I had to continuously take those thoughts captive that came through my mind. Oh, yes, yeah, Satan had a great big, huge projection screen TV that he wanted to create videos of my husband's infidelity. And you know, I could get caught up in watching those things. But when I allowed myself to spend too much time thinking about those things and those little nitty-gritty intimate details that I didn't need to be worrying about thinking about, I would find myself plunging into despair. And, you know, the Word tells us that we have to take our thoughts captive. And by that, I mean, you know, we just don't have to allow our brain to go wherever it's tempted to go. We can just rather say, you know, thinking about my husband's infidelity, that's not going to do anything for my emotions at all. So, Lord, I'm going to choose to rather think on the things that are lovely and of good report, the things that are praiseworthy, the things that are positive, the things that are good in my life. And as for those other things, I am not going to fixate on them or worry about them. And it's not an easy thing to do, but when you learn to take your thoughts captive, you will experience the peace that passes all understanding. So, brother or sister, if you're in that place today where Satan wants to get you to view this, all this drama on this huge screen TV of your mind, of your spouse's infidelities, just turn that thing off and rather think about the things that are lovely and of good report. I don't think that this is being in denial. I think that it is being putting a lot more faith in God and who He is than the enemy and all of his lies. In fact, at one time, my son was about to go through some treatment in a drug rehab program, and I was told by a counselor after I had just said to her, I said, you know, the way I figure it, Jake will either make good choices and be blessed with the consequences of those choices, or he will suffer the consequences of wrong actions because that's what God will use to discipline him. And this woman said to me, oh, Judy, I hear such denial in your voice. I labored with that for a little bit. And I was like, Lord, I hope I'm not guilty of you know, experiencing or living in denial, as what the world calls denial. And I did. I was troubled about that. And I prayed. And then the voice of the Holy Spirit came to my rescue and spoke such truth into my heart. And this is what I heard. Judy, I want you to know that I don't see what you're doing as denial, but I want you to know that I am who I say I am, and I can do all that I say I can do. I don't ever want you to deny that. So anyway, dear friends, this is kind of a mixed bag of encouragement, so I pray that the Lord will apply it where it is needed and that you will be blessed today and that you might even experience joy unspeakable and full of glory, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. God bless you. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye now.